Start the recording now because I forgot to do that, but it's okay. We can just play
Edit.
the yeah. Well, I can play the
And
old
then.
video back and record that whole fucking thing. It just takes extra.
It's all
Cool.
good.
You guys there?
Yep.
Yeah, we're here.
All right, hold on a sec. Give me 2 minutes to set everything up.
No worries. I had the volume down, so I couldn't hear you guys.
Awesome.
There we go.
It's probably better that way.
Yeah, probably. I was listening to you guys for like what, an hour and a half just now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I
You're
was.
probably sick of us.
At least our audio sounded fucking awesome this time. We've been
Yeah.
having issues.
Muy bueno.
Well, I told you what happened the first recording we did of my podcast, right?
It just didn't work.
No, the audio or the guy doing it all didn't turn on my microphone.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
I remember.
shit.
I listened to that.
Yeah, so it's like he had to like pull everything I said in someone else's mic up, but
Oh,
if I was
Jesus.
talking on top of them, he had to like turn it off.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
All that's
right.
fucking a lot of work.
One more thing I want to do. Let's. What is this? Think the three up will be the best.
Trace up.
Should I change this to curling?
Yes,
Or
absolutely. Or
netball.
netball.
Yeah, and I'll be right back.
Yeah, no worries. I think he's just doing this so he can make a plea to not be Meg anymore.
Yeah.
But we can't let him.
Okay.
He's still Meg.
I'm
And
totally good with that.
this is on recording too, so this is
I
dope.
wasn't gonna. I've known him as Meg Dan forever, so
Well,
he
now
will
you've
never.
seen him. That's the
All
only
right.
thing.
I've seen. No,
Yo!
I've seen him before.
What?
Damn.
When did you see him?
He was golfing. There's one point.
He was.
I think we were like trying to draft or something, and it was a video stream. We were like
Okay.
FaceTiming or some sort of interaction.
Gotcha. Okay, the one.
God damn, Pinky, your farts reek, dude.
Pinky, come here.
I'm sure that's true.
Yeah, no, I gave him a biscuit because we wanted him on this couch over here in the background,
And
but
now he's sitting under my table just
just
cutting
lacing
ass.
shit up.
It's like
So,
every three and a half minutes, all of a sudden it just smells like dead vegetables. And I'm like, what the fuck is that?
You know,
I feel like I remember those farts, but I'm kind of suppressing them.
yeah. Well, you
It's
didn't hang out
probably
with
from
Pinky all
a.
that much.
I was there at the beginning of Pinky.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, you hang out with Pinky once, you smell those farts.
Oh,
Yeah,
for sure.
they're gnarly.
When I would bring him into work on this last show I was on, because it was an Animal Planet show, he would be good all day, and then 4 o'clock would roll around, and he'd just start lacing farts up, dude. It was hilarious. All right.
Don't need the table. So, for the record, this is an autographed picture of Mike Ditka
Ditka.
flipping off the camera.
That's pretty
And
dope.
this is an autographed picture of the second actor who played RoboCop. Yeah.
Impressive.
Unfortunately, it's not the first actor, which is actually the only real RoboCop. And I'm not talking about the new RoboCop because that one doesn't exist.
Yet.
All right.
Whoa.
One last check here, real quick.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's not the first actor, which is.
Okay. Dope.
Oh, God, I sound like an idiot.
No, you're fine. Don't worry.
And
You'll
no,
get
I've
over
listened to
it.
myself on podcasts before. I know I sound like an idiot.
You get used to it.
You never get used to listening to your own voice,
Yeah, it's
unless
true.
you're
I
like
feel like I
Stephen A.
sound like a
Smith
little
or something like
bitch.
that.
I mean, I'm all right with
Squeaks, you are a little bitch.
it. All right, let's do the full intro here. So hold on a sec, Dan.
All right.
Oh, nope.
Or not.
Oh, I see what's going on here. I want to take it out of studio mode.
Watch out, nephew! Put some money on it! Shout out to the commission.
I think his name's pronounced Finkel.
Do we call him Foppers?
I just lived a whole life as a loser. Kind of depressed looking penguin. Liam Neeson's All Blacks. Thank you, Tom Hanks. This is how we're gonna get internet famous. Why am I not part of the beautiful people?
Damn, say hello to the nice people.
What trailer do you think you came from? I snuck a 30-pack of Keystone.
Sorry.
They're German. It scares them.
Oh.
They stick the Oreo up their
Brown Packers?
They just got hammered at home.
You signed the film release. Sorry, pal.
All right, what up, Foppers? It is I, the Commish, coming at you in the same outfit, because we're doing a couple recordings.
Me too.
Yeah, that's really dumb. We totally could have avoided that.
I literally had to take this hoodie off. Ooh. It was that easy.
We are coming with a special edition freestyle mode, I guess.
Freestyle.
Yeah, we don't really have a topic here, but we do have a special guest. This is Meg Dan.
Ahoy hoy.
Ahoy hoy, indeed. So Dan is a part of our fantasy league. He is not part of the expansion. He has been in it the whole time.
OG.
Which I didn't even realize.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
OG member.
So technically he's a founding fopper, unlike Ian's bitch ass who's listening in on us. So
weak, Ian.
No, actually, it's all right. I think Ian's a great addition.
No, I agree.
That Chris isn't, but like Ian definitely should have been a part of it.
Yeah, he was college OG crew. Well, so was Chris. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, anywho.
Getting into semantics.
So Dan, by proxy, knows me from LA and doesn't really know the rest of the league except for Buttercup and Bree.
Yep.
So
I've only met five of us, including myself.
Damn. At least you know yourself.
Wait, who's the fifth?
Intimately. Oh, no, four of us, including myself.
Yeah, okay. I was like, have my friends been stepping out on me with my other friends?
Yes.
It's high school all over again. Anyway, so Dan's down in LA representing that division, although I guess we haven't decided if we're doing divisions or not. You just gave us a nice little tour of your apartment. Could you do that for the viewers?
Well... Right here is a autographed picture of Mike Ditka flipping off the camera.
Nice.
Right here
is God.
Yeah. Oh, and there's a picture of Mike Ditka signing the picture of Mike Ditka flipping off a camera.
Ooh, meta.
I love then it. very meta. Then below that is a picture of RoboCop signed by the second actor who played RoboCop, not including the new movies. This is a painting by my old barber.
Wait. Tell us about your old barber.
I'm hoping to see him later today because I need a cleanup. But he is a very tattooed-faced clown barber. He was actually just on Russian TV. He flew out to Russia for a few days to do Russian television. His whole face is tattooed to look like a clown, and he's got, like, the whole red hair.
Hold on. Thing. I got you, dog.
Oh, you got a picture?
Oh, yeah, dude. We're putting him
that's
over
your
you.
Barber?
Oh, he's more than tattooed. Is it up there?
Yeah, it's up there.
Yeah, if you could see this right now.
We might just leave this up.
You see this person in IRL.
Yeah.
He used to be in the barbershop in my, like, outside of my lobby.
Yeah.
But now he's in Hollywood, so I don't go to him anymore. But I might go today.
Yeah.
Hey, get out there and get a haircut by that guy. So he looks like he knows what he's doing.
Fun fact.
Oh, he does.
That guy was a guest on the pregame, which was the me and my boy Elliot did a podcast back in LA, and it was he was a promoter, so it was about the music scene.
Okay.
And then we kind of just like randomly got off the rails, and I was like, we should put Dan on here. He can come talk about sports. So Dan was our sports guy.
Nice.
And then completely separately from Dan, that guy, Richie, came on, and we had to censor his whole thing because he talked about how much he loved to use the word rape.
Mm.
And it was the only time we ever had to censor anything. Because
he went too rapey.
Well, it's not that he enjoys actually raping people.
No, I get it.
He likes the shock of the word.
Yes. Yeah. It was like, you know, punk rockers wearing swastikas, which is no bueno in my opinion.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I was like, okay, dude, like, it was a big discussion.
Yeah.
And then, like, my boy Elliot was just like, dude, are you fucking kidding me? No, I don't want
too hard. It was ear rape.
He went hard in the rape paint.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, we should probably get off that topic. Dan, why did you call this meeting of foppers?
Oh, I called this meeting?
Sure, why not?
I believe I called it because, as a fan of the show, a longtime listener, first time caller, What did I want to talk about? LAFC? Something not FOP related?
Yeah. You want it? Well, we don't really talk about the fantasy league so much. It's more just conduit for our debauchery and hooliganery.
It was like the starting point
Yeah, well, the listening I've done has been about dick runs and skateboarding.
Yeah,
yeah, that sums up our podcast.
I mean,
yeah, so that's why I wanted to talk about soccer.
Yes.
Okay.
Which, to be fair, although is not by any means a obscure sport, it's not well loved or embraced in America yet. Well,
it's more of like an obscure fansmanship.
There you go. All right.
You know, that's what I thought was weird about the whole process for me was that although I've been watching soccer since 2008, I think it was the World Cup that year.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't followed a team religiously until last year.
Right.
Ooh.
So a soccer team specifically.
Did you get like manuals and stuff like their Bibles?
Not necessarily in hard copy, but there was definitely like in the supporters section, there's like a list of what your actions are supposed to be like, how you're supposed to be a fan in the supporters section.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. But just the fact of like just today I got an email and they put on Instagram that they're doing their away kit release party this coming Saturday.
Ooh, that's hot.
Going to the first ever jersey release party for a team that doesn't even have or barely has a roster.
Yeah.
Last year, I think it was about the same time they released their first kits.
Okay.
And
you want to break the kit out to people who don't know what the kit is?
Yeah, explain that real quick.
Oh, the kit is in a sense their jersey, their uniform. It's the shorts and the shirt you wear.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's sort of
has their own kit. Right.
Yeah. In soccer culture, like trading of your kit and collecting of kits, which I know Bobby does religiously, is buying new soccer jerseys.
Yeah, that and Capitals jerseys. I think he has every Capitals jersey ever made ever.
Yeah. So for
one iteration of every Capitals jersey.
Your tag's sticking out.
So last year I only bought one of the two kits, the home and the home, not the away. So this year they're only, I think, releasing an away kit. A new away kit, so I think I might get that this year for the Sunday games, so I can actually wear white instead of black on a 110 degree day in July.
That's miserable.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rock that.
But
white kit.
But that whole process, though, being the fan and adopting a new fansmanship in a sense was very weird.
Yeah, leaning into a new sport and just totally diving in head first. I like it.
Yeah.
Let's first of all, I just totally changed into soccer apparel. I put on my LAFC hat and
nice.
A Germany jersey that my bro hooked me up with.
Close enough.
Yeah, good enough. They're both Adidas, so they match-ish. let's talk about your fanship in general. So most of the people in our fantasy league associate with a specific football team, and, I mean, you're an exception to this, but most of their – our fans will see this eventually, but I go balls out for fantasy football videos, and teams have helmets, logos,
yep.
Like everything but an actual physical kit coming soon. But so yours would be the Bears, yet you're a Southern California guy, and
that
I know
true.
The story. Cam probably doesn't.
Our listeners definitely don't.
Exactly.
I know the listeners don't.
So Dan is technically, in our mind, a Bears fan, a Chicago fan. Obviously, the shirt I gifted him for Christmas, which he's got on right now.
Parky.
Yes.
Yeah.
No mentioning of Parky around here.
Well, I
had to take that stab. So.
Yeah, that sucks. But no, we established that the kickers are just on strike this year.
It seemed like it, man. And
yeah, but Parkey's going to be the one that goes down in infamy, whereas all the other missed kicks are going to be forgotten.
Oh, yeah.
It's true.
He's going to be Buckner of the fucking Bears.
Yeah.
Anywho, take us through how a guy from SoCal, Redondo Beach,
mm-hmm.
gets and South stays a Bears fan, especially when your mom is a Bills fan, right?
Well, so my mom's from Buffalo, then
okay.
moved to Arizona, had me. I moved to L.A. when I was two. So the Cardinals weren't even in Phoenix at that time. She raised me and my brother to be Raiders fans
okay.
because we were in L.A. and she wanted us to be hometown fans, but she was a Bills fan.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we'd especially go. That was during the Bills 4 Super Bowls era. We would go to games at the Coliseum. She'd be arguing with Raiders fans the whole game.
And how'd those Super Bowls turn out?
Kicker.
Kicker, spanking. There was a
kicker, spanking, spanking, spanking. I think it went.
And one of those spanking was the Redskins. The last time we
never heard of them.
Yeah.
The Washington Football Club.
Yeah. The Warriors.
The Potatoes.
Yeah. So come 94, the Raiders and the Rams both decided L.A. wasn't good enough for them, so they left. It was actually about money.
Typical L.A. teams.
Yeah, so as an idiot, 10-year-old I think I was, maybe 11, I had to now pick a football team. And my mom used to say, duh, Bills, because it kind of sounded like duh, Bears.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was that era of Saturday Night Live. In my wisdom as a child and not understanding the ramifications of my choice, I thought the Bears were the NFC affiliate or something like that. So I became a Bears fan.
Hell yes.
And here we are.
Mistake.
No, all based off Saturday Night Live.
Pretty much.
I love it.
Yeah.
You're going for the comedy. Your comedy gold will lead me to the promised land of Bears championships.
That's very foppy.
Yeah. So that was what my rationale was. So I became a Bears fan. I've been a Bears fan since I was a child. I got multiple helmets in here and quite a bit of Bears paraphernalia. Shortly after that, I became a Blackhawks fan because of Sega Genesis.
Oh, yeah.
My friends wouldn't let me play as the Kings because they would want to because they wanted Gretzky.
Right.
So I would just take the Blackhawks with Chelios, Roenick, Belfleur in the net, and I would just dominate.
Right. No, that lineup on that game was fucking stacked.
Brutal.
Yeah. So I became a Blackhawks fan that way. Stayed a Dodgers fan. Stayed a Lakers fan throughout. And now here we are. I'm in my 30s. I made this choice as a 10-year-old child. Rams are back in L.A. I do have Rams season tickets.
But
I call myself a supporter, not a fan. I don't buy their paraphernalia. I don't buy their,
their kits.
Attire. Yeah.
Interesting.
Dude, I'm pumped, though. That's true allegiance to a team. Like, if you're going to go for it, like, I'm glad you stuck with it and you're still rocking it. I mean, that's huge.
Yeah, come, 20, 25 years later, I'm still a hardcore Bears fan. I even did live in Chicago for a while, and the Bears were not the reason I moved there. Mm. But I lived walking distance from the stadium, so I did go to a few games.
Soldier Field, huh?
Yeah.
The Great White North.
And I will say, I never once in my life went to an LA Galaxy game until I lived in Chicago, and I went to a Chicago Fire game against LA, and I was rooting for the Fire, who beat LA.
Nice. Yeah.
And so then I became an LAFC fan.
Small world.
So
it all comes full circle.
Did you become a soccer fan because the team was coming, or like what's the line of thought behind? Like, okay, first of all, why not the Galaxy? Second of all, I mean, I know the answer, but like...
I've been trying to piece it together because I don't even actually remember the first time I heard about LAFC, but I think it popped up in my news feed on Facebook because of my Rams season tickets. And I just decided, I was already sort of watching soccer. I'd gone to Europe and gone to an FC Barcelona match. So I'd watch it here and there. And Bobby, you and I watched the World Cup a lot of, 5 years ago? We watched a lot of that World Cup together.
Well, yeah, I was working at that Nike thing. And so that was a fun thing. So Nike put on, he says, in all Adidas gear, but no loyalties. Just kidding. I'll take whoever gives me free shit. Nike put on a viewership party. And it was in this warehouse, like, that they owned that used to be, like, a skate academy or something. It was something weird. And they put up this giant big screen, and they had every game there. And then you basically – you could just show up, but, like, you're supposed to RSVP online. And then you go there, and you get free drinks and watch fucking soccer. And I was working it. And, I mean, so I wasn't getting drunk, but I got to watch every fucking game. So, obviously, I turned it on.
Lightly sauced.
Yeah. I turned Dan onto it. And
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would go because he was there, and I'd bring the one or two guys that would got me into soccer the first place. One was an Argentine fan.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so we would go to games there and watch them there. So that was when I started actually paying attention to soccer a little more often. And then once I found about that, I've been to FC Barcelona. I decided, you know what? This is a new team in LA. I can get onto them at the very, very beginning. Whereas Galaxy, I never cared about. I never liked. They were sort of the Yankees, so I didn't want to jump on that bandwagon.
Yeah, the Beckham bandwagon.
Yeah. I decided that I wanted to be more of a band leader.
Nice.
And so that's why whenever I tell people about LAFC, I always tell them, you know, don't worry about jumping on the bandwagon because we're still putting the band together.
Ah, lead that band with me.
Damn, dude. Yeah,
exactly.
Dude, I love it.
So then I started like watching the season before LAFC's first season. So I started watching MLS, mostly like the really big games, some of the cool teams. I started looking for different logos and stuff that I just thought was interesting, like the Portland Timbers.
Mm-hmm.
Atlanta United was the new team that year, and were doing really well. So I kind of wanted to look at them as a benchmark.
Okay.
And then once the season got going, you know, slowly kit release and all these other just small events that I kept going to. And then came the season starting and, you know, the family started coming together. And then the first game at the stadium was one of the most magical experiences of my life.
Magical.
Yeah. It was downright magical.
Okay, so like, break that down.
Yeah. Like how? What? Be specific.
So I got really good seats, which was something I didn't realize I was even doing. I'm on the center line.
Damn.
I'm there meeting my seatmates for the first time. So all the people whose seats are around me find out one of them lives half a block from me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. One of my best friends who I go to a lot of sporting events was with me. And he and I just went to a Ducks Bruins game because we could. So here we are at this LAFC match. It's against Seattle, who, if I recall, was in the title game the last season. And we beat them for our opening match of existence. So you have that anticipation that they're going to try and claim revenge against us.
Yeah.
So we go to the game. It's 0-0 through the entire game. And, you know, just the energy, the way the 3252, which is our supporters groups, there's 3,252 seats.
Yeah.
Which are locked up and is standing room only.
Oh, okay. Okay. So let's put a pin in the supporter group thing because we want to do a deep dive on teaching us soccer shit. So
okay.
Keep going with the first game. Yeah.
Parking lot.
So the crowd's just into it the entire game. The supporter section singing the entire game. All these chants that I'd learned recently. So I'm singing along, teaching them to the people around me.
R-E-T-A-R-D, retard referee, right?
Ooh.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait, that's an R word you can't say.
Stuff like that.
Okay.
So then comes extra time, and it's still tied 0-0. And the captain of our team gets a foul just outside of the box. Everybody lines up, and you know this is literally the last play of the game. And he just knocks it through the blockade. Actually, I think he kind of goes around it. Hits the goalie square in the chest, ball pops out, hits the ground, bounces, goes into the net, and the stadium just erupts.
Yeah.
So filthy fucking goal for the first game.
Oh, so filthy, but awesome. So beautiful.
No, I'm just saying, like, that doesn't matter.
Nobody was upset about it.
No.
The crowd starts hugging each other. I'm hugging the guy next to me who I just met that day. Like, I literally rush him. And, you know, everybody's singing and cheering. We're there for probably an extra 30 minutes after the game of just pure excitement.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then like, as you're leaving, you know, it's everybody's, you know, singing and high fiving. Everybody's excited. I bought my first scarf ever for a team for a soccer team at that game.
That's amazing.
That's like a soccer thing, right? The scarf.
Yeah. The scarf is one of the soccer things. So, you know, before the team comes out, everybody's holding their scarves up. You know, that was one of the first magical moments. Oh, they brought out Ollie, our falcon. We have a falcon that flies around the stadium to scare away pigeons, apparently.
Oh, that's sweet.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he does all these circles and drops in before the game, and it's supposed to be a way to keep birds away from the stadium.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Are there any other bird teams in the MLB?
MLS?
MLS, sorry.
Okay. I don't know if anybody has other than like DC United has a bird and
Oh, ooh. Perfect timing on our thing. The DC United FOP logo was in the corner. Well played, Dave.
Yeah. Yeah. So right there, whatever corner.
Yeah. I believe Minnesota also has a bird on it.
Yes, they are the loons.
Yeah. I'll look this up while you
well, the loons?
Yeah. And then the upcoming Miami team has what looks like a pink flamingo, a white flamingo, but it's actually a white stork or something like that. They should have gone flamingo.
Or some shit. That's pretty sad. They should have leaned into flamingo. It's Miami. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they instead went with Club de Internacional de Football Miami or some stupid
I get
attempt.
That. They're trying to like lean for the Cuban thing. Like,
yeah, but there's better ways to do it.
Yeah.
Like AC Madrid is one of the most famous clubs, and they could have been AC Miami or just International Miami.
Better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or just not forced it.
Exactly.
I feel like they forced it.
Yeah, don't go too hard.
Yeah.
What do you got there, Bobby?
I just pulled up some logos, but I'm confused because there's like the same logo with a 2 in it.
Mm. Maybe they've had 2 iterations of logos already?
No, that's for the USL, which is the second tier. And so teams like Seattle have a second team.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's kind of their minor league team.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, so it's the minors almost. Okay, that makes sense because it's pretty much the same logos plus.
Yeah, and then what's kind of cool, instead of doing like the classic around the world relegation, MLS has been expanding, so they've been bringing some teams from the USL into MLS, and then you're getting a couple of raw expansion teams like LAFC.
Nice. Gotcha. Oh, okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
So do you know anything about where they want to be as a league? Like, aren't they over 30 now? What's the
28
MLS looking?
Is their goal? They're going for 28 this year. They're going to have 24. They have Miami, Nashville, and Austin announced as expansion teams coming out. And then I think one more slot left.
Okay. Cool. And can you please explain the preseason? Do you know anything about that? Because
the preseason's not official the way it is in the NFL. It's more what do we as a team need to get ourselves ready.
Okay.
So LAFC has, I think, a couple more preseason games than others would.
Right.
One of which was just against San Jose, and we got our asses kicked.
Mm-hmm.
Because y'all San Jose's new coach was one of our assistants.
Oh.
So we wanted to
do the tricks.
Yeah, and it was just like – Well, it's just kind of like we set it up to kind of because we were being friendly to this guy.
Right.
You know, we played a team from Japan a few weeks ago, which I went and stood in the supporter section because we thought that'd be a more exciting way to get our fans into. I say ours like it's, I'm an owner, but
right. No, you're the leader.
To
of the
get
band,
our
dude.
Fans into it the way that they're going to be in the regular season by giving them a higher caliber opponent.
Gotcha. Okay. So it's pretty much just like friendlies then. It's not an MLS sanctioned thing. So you guys could be playing anyone. See, our slight scrimmage.
You probably have to have a couple of MLS sanctioned, but the amount you have and who is like whether you do some of these international ones is up to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. See, because this stems from Cam and I have started talking a little bit of MLS on our podcast because obviously that season's going to be ramping up at the beginning of March, I believe.
Yeah, too bad your Colorado Rapids are horrible.
Hey, man.
Yeah, it's all good. They were good a few years ago.
Yeah, they're 3-1.
I know they crushed for a long time.
They're 3-1, definitely, and 4-1-1, maybe. We don't understand what games count towards MLS and what don't. But whatever. No, so that's where all this stemmed from because their schedule lists games, and then only some of them seem to count towards the MLS actual, record. Yeah. And obviously there was one where they weren't playing an MLS team, so that was just like a friendly or whatever.
Was that during the season?
No, preseason. This is all this month. February
how the preseason works.
January, yeah.
Okay, because I know like on when I go on the LAFC app, it won't tell me their preseason games. And only 2 of their 6 preseason games will actually be open to the public.
Gotcha.
Huh. And actually... And the last one, which of the two, which is their last preseason game, is only to season ticket holders.
Interesting.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
I think because they're looking at like this one against San Jose. I think they're treating it more like a scrimmage than a game. Sort of like when you look at the NFL and like their preseason games suck.
Yeah.
Because they're just putting out people to see how they do in situations.
Uh-huh.
I honestly believe like a good NFL team purposely puts their players in bad positions to see how they handle them.
Okay.
In the preseason.
Makes sense to me.
So in this, I could see our coach was like, oh, let me put these two midfielders out there that haven't started together to see how they mesh. Oh, look, they didn't do well at all.
Let those two play again.
Yeah, exactly.
Hmm.
So that's why I look at the MLS as having a more arbitrary preseason.
Gotcha.
And also, if there's tournaments going on, your team might be in a tournament, so you're going to have less preseason games. And so that tournament game might be shown on your app or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But it's not an MLS game. It's like a Copa Cup.
Yeah. That is one thing I absolutely love about MLS is, and I mean, maybe it's just soccer in general, is that your club isn't beholden to one specific league.
Yeah.
So like, let's say there were three premier NFL football leagues in the world. The Broncos could go play a Japan team or like a London team or something.
The way it should be.
Well, maybe. I mean,
I look at it more like, if you look at college football and you have the SEC and all these conferences, you know, these are all like, when you look at it, they're supposed to be leagues. If you took the champions of all those leagues and did the playoffs that way,
right.
You know, like that's sort of how it works sometimes. Or in the college basketball where it's like, hey, here's this small little tournament we're going to do off to the side for a weekend. We're all going to go to Hawaii and we're going to do a tournament for a month. You know, it's like you do stuff like that where it's the in MLS, it's MLS, USL, and NAL or NSL.
Okay.
And the best teams in those three leagues have a Gold Cup tournament, whereas just the three North American leagues send their best teams and then they all play each other. And then you can get a USL team who cares about it a little bit more, whereas the LAFC team might be like, meh.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Whereas this, I think, was actually the undoing of LAFC last season, because the Gold Cup was something we cared a lot about, and we end up losing the championship. It was the game before the championship game to Houston. Okay. And then Houston, I think, played Colorado for the Gold Cup title. Houston won it. And that was, to me, when LAFC's regular, like real season started going downhill.
Because they put their emphasis on that.
Not that we were putting our emphasis, but that loss had lasting ramifications.
Gotcha.
Our captain, I think, he blew the penalty kicks. And I think he got a lot of blowback online. And I don't think he handled that well. And then I think he kind of – the team pushed to trade him after that or sell his contract to European league, because his contract was going to be up at the end of the season anyways, so they wanted maximum compensation back. And that was shortly before the playoffs. And I don't think our defense ever recovered from losing a player of his caliber. And then come the playoffs, we were out in the first round at Salt Lake.
Oh, that's brutal.
So in my mind, it was because of that. And now this season is about how do we recover from that debacle.
Interesting.
That I'm doing.
So it's a rebuilding season.
Not a rebuilding, but reaffirming.
Right, in the right places, yeah.
Because like I look at the Chicago Bears, we had one good season this year. Can we do it 2 years in a row? I know we're going to lose some players in free agency. So do we fill those gaps? Do we come together? Do we make it to the playoffs? That's the sign of a good team, doing it year after year after year. This season, so in Atlanta's first year, they made it to the playoffs. They lost. Their second season, they made it to the playoffs, and they won the title. LAFC, that's our standard. We have to try and accomplish that. So this season is about trying to not just match the good season we had last year, but take it to the title.
So it's being consistent. Like as
being consistent team, just, and yeah, building off of success.
Good.
Yeah, building off success.
Did you just do this to me?
Yeah, I totally just did it. I was trying to tell Cam to get close to the microphone, but it looked filthy. I'm sorry. Could you repeat everything you just said? I was watching curling in the background.
Hard. What I'm loving is, I don't know if you guys can see it. So, you know, right here. So my eye line's been pretty much right here the entire podcast because I just keep
watching the curling.
I have no. Yeah, I can see it, but.
Well, there, I can't see like you guys, so what else am I going to look at?
No, you're good. There are some beautiful women in curling. It's unreal.
Oh, man. It's like some NFL players.
Yeah.
You heard about the podcast.
The day I found curling, it was a blessing.
Well, that's good, man, because, you know, these LA girls, they be putting things in your side of your head, but those Canadian girls. Yeah.
Is it like
there's
so I found something out. No, this I'll save this conversation for later, but Anaheim is the anti-Canada. And we can discuss this on a non-podcast.
I mean, okay. Are you talking about ladies or are you talking about fans? Because if it's fans, I feel
ladies.
Like... Okay. Yeah. Yeah, we don't need to get into that.
Yeah.
let's go back to soccer support firms.
Yeah, what was the support league or whatever?
Yeah, the supporters club. So
the supporters group.
Yeah, this is like a phenomenon that happens not... specifically in soccer, but not really in your baseballs, your basketballs, your hockey.
The closest you get to it in America is college football.
Oh, that's good. Okay. This is an interesting comparison that I've never thought about before, but you're absolutely right. Like our college system resembles much closer to that. I guess it came from Europe kind of system where it's like clubs and your team can do better or worse, be playing better teams depending on how well you do in certain leagues and stuff.
So if you think of where soccer came from, so association football, is local athletic clubs would pretty much say our group of guys that play football is better than yours, so let's settle it on the pitch.
Yeah.
So they would do that, and then these have become professionals. When you think of it back in the day, people were actually members of this athletic club that's professional teams playing on the field.
Right.
So they would go and they would support their team, their athletic club. Eventually they would learn, you know, songs and chants that they now do throughout the entire game. LAFC has a collection of them. A lot of them, these songs and chants that you have are very common throughout the different teams. But these supporter groups have evolved. So LAFC, the way they do it, is it's a seating section, the 32-52, and then there's a couple of groups off of that. My friend Vince Tula is in the Black Army 1850. There's the Expo Originals. Ultras is another term used a lot in the naming of these club supporter groups. There's the Lucky Boy, Lucky Boy Ultras or Originals. I can't remember what they go by. And these are people that pretty much go to bars and watch away games together and then go to the games and support their local team. And then they've been taken to the point of the Black Army. They do a lot of charity events. So they'll do fundraisers. They'll do soccer tournaments for charity.
That's cool.
And all this stuff. But these are the guys you'll see at the bottom of the supporter section in a little stand, and they're called capos. That will lead the groups in their chants that they sing throughout the entire games. So
like
pretty much half an hour before the game to half an hour after the game, they're singing.
Yeah, it's like captains. That's what.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's kind of like when you think of college football and you have the cheerleaders down there. It's that. It's just they're not in skirts. They're usually big sweaty dudes.
Drinking.
Just you know, drinking and cheering you, helping you, telling you what song to be singing and when.
All right. So they're leading the band, kind of.
Yeah.
The fans.
And then these fan sections are separated because hooliganism used to be a huge thing and they'd be big fights and you don't want those. The other really cool thing is the trifos, which are big banners. Sometimes they're literally the size of the entire cheering section and they'll unfold them before their game and it'll be like a big, here's our theme in a sense for the game.
Okay.
The one I keep pitching that I don't know if they'll ever do is
Giant Dick Run.
Yes. would be, as I refer to it, the Battle for Los Angeles, and then you use the Rage Against the Machine Battle of Los Angeles logo and kind of change that up.
Yeah, all right.
That would be my idea for the LA versus LAFC versus LA Galaxy Trifo.
Fucking sold.
I think you just need to go to the 3252 or whatever and just fight your cause, man.
Yeah, I don't have that poll Stand yet, up. But I'm working on it.
I'll be happy to make that for you, because God knows I put in a shitload of time on useless graphic design for
jerseys, whatever. Kits,
see, you, Bobby, you left LA at the worst possible time.
Yeah, no shit, right?
Like the moment there is a soccer team that could have been yours, and you know.
Yeah, but they're Adidas, bro. You know, I can't.
Yeah, but we have a U.S. men's national team players on our team.
That's true. Ooh. That's very true.
Two of them scored in the game against, Panama?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, you mentioned that the other day.
Yeah.
So have your golden balls gone away? Sorry.
I don't know if they've gone away, but they've gone on pause. LA Golden Balls was the podcast me and some of my friends that sit by me in the stadium put together.
Oh, nice.
We're all working professionals, and we're doing it out of love. So the first season was kind of, to me, a pilot season.
Yeah.
Second season is about to start. We'll start hanging out a little more often again. So we'll see if it gets put out again. I think a monthly issue would be better than what we were trying to do, which was weekly.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we could cross pod connect.
I was about to say, FOPcast is kind of
podcast
hopefully
tonight.
Going to be a network, so
okay,
at this point we could put you guys on that for free, and then
I don't know, something about LA Golden Balls and FOPcast seem to be kind of
laughed my ass off when I found out your podcast was called Golden Balls.
And I love it.
It's great. I still don't quite understand why, but who cares.
Well, as one of our chants goes, LA is black and gold.
Balls.
So black and gold is the color of our team, so we're the Golden Balls.
Gotcha.
Golden Balls.
Yeah. Which I've been trying to – one of the other unique things with soccer is that a lot of times the team gets – the team name is not what the team is called. So like Minnesota United are known as the Loons.
Mm-hmm.
So I want the LAFC, who are black and gold, to be known as the Golden Boys. That's one of my big dreams, is to get those players to be known as the Golden Boys.
Yeah.
That's a huge accomplishment.
I know.
That's dope. And it makes sense. It's LA. You know,
yeah.
We're the Golden Boys.
But jerseys, though, do you?
No. And gold jerseys rarely work, but gold is on our jerseys.
That's true.
And, you know, just because you're not wearing gold doesn't mean you're not a Golden Boy.
It's true.
That's true.
And I will unfortunately say that the Outsiders reference is already used by another competing podcast, so we won't be saying that one.
What do you mean? Pony Boy or Stay Gold?
Stay Gold, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's not an Outsiders fucking reference. It came from a poem, I believe, by Robert Frost that was in the Outsiders.
Yes.
So you should be like, hey, assholes.
Is this a Robert
Frost
podcast?
Bobby Frost says that you don't.
You're the one who left LA, preventing us from doing the podcast before them. And we would have been able to claim that line first.
Yeah, but
you left, Bobby.
You let me lose on a podcast, and it's going to be all about dick runs. I mean, I've demonstrated that thoroughly. And
we're going to have a dick athlon.
Yeah, the dickathlon is going to be huge.
The dickalon?
No, dickathlon. How? Why is it so hard for people? That is obviously the best way to say it.
Dickathlon.
Yeah, dickathlon.
Dickathon?
Yeah.
Dickthon.
Sure, why not?
Dickthongs?
I had other questions, but now I just want you to leave. No, fucking A. What else? Soccer. Oh, yeah, so maybe explain to people outside of LA
the bells.
Why?
Or the
what?
Don't they ding the bells? What's up with the bells?
Oh, Cam wants to know about the cowbells.
Yeah. Why is that a thing? That's soccer.
Cowbell? You mean like people going like ding a ding a ding a ding?
Yeah.
During game. That's just to make noise.
Yeah.
That's the same reason people bring them to football games.
I've never heard that at a football game.
Someone definitely had one at the Cowboys Rams game that I went to in the playoffs.
I would have killed him.
Yeah.
Or at least broke their wrists so they can ring a bell. Like, that shit is,
you know, watching them walk away sadly after, you know, dejected after losing was
enough.
That was, yeah.
Okay.
Nothing makes me happier than sad Cowboys fans.
Oh, it was so pleasant. The only thing that felt better was knowing that the Raiders traded Khalil Mack to the Bears.
Yeah, that was a huge mistake.
If there's any team I hate more than the Cowboys, it's the Raiders.
Oh, okay. Nice. Hot take.
Which goes
why?
Back to them leaving and then me becoming having to become a. They left me as a child.
Right. Oh,
I was a small child and they left me.
So you're dejected.
They walked out on me. Yeah.
Trying to find another father NFL figure in your life. So you settled with the Bears.
Will there be any forgiveness when they leave California altogether and go to Vegas?
No, but there was some forgiveness when Al Davis passed away.
Okay.
Just a little bit.
I don't mean that to be like I was wishing him to die, but he's the one who took the team away.
Yeah.
So when he passed away, you know, some of that resentment did actually go away.
Fair enough.
Understandable. Yeah.
Like if Schneider died, can't say I'd be happy.
You'd probably
but
throw a parade.
I think you'd probably find more joy in that because that's your team and they would actually be getting better if he passed away.
Yeah,
or just sold the team.
Sold it to the guy that owns the Capitals and managed to turn
that. Someone that actually cares.
Dude, he cares. He cares a lot about fucking
He cares the
money.
Wrong way. Yeah. He cares the wrong way.
Yeah, no. He's terrible. Yeah, your boy... What's his name? What's your homie that likes the Redskins?
Jason.
Jason, yeah.
Yeah.
That dude cares way more than I do about the Redskins, and he's got the Schneider dirt.
Oh, he has much more hatred than you could even imagine.
Yeah, I bet, man. Like, I mean, the dude just is, he's a Disney villain. Fucking
trying
terrible.
To run the team down.
You know, he's not even the Disney villain because, like, Jerry Jones is the villain. Snyder is more of that, like, annoying guy that hangs out with the villain.
He's Iago.
He just fucks it up.
Yeah, he's Iago.
He's Gilbert Godfrey as a fucking parrot. You know what would be great? Alex Smith. No, don't pay the guy.
And break his legs.
Yeah, Alex Smith wasn't a horrible idea. Not having a young person ready to take the reins when he broke his leg was a whole idea.
Well, I mean, I personally,
you had a plan A.
You knew what you had with Colt McCoy.
Plan B.
You knew what you had.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing is I just feel like we traded for an older Cousins, and not that Cousins' leg wouldn't have shattered into a billion pieces because the Redskins are cursed, but I feel like it would have been the same ultimate like season result.
I don't disagree with the Cousins comparison, but I think Smith is a better teacher.
Yeah.
So maybe. I think you would have been able to have Smith for 3 years.
You could add Flacco.
Bring in a young quarterback in like the second round or even late first, and then have him study and then put him in when Alex Smith broke his leg.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a way to do
it.
Know. Like
maybe.
Build a quarterback off a franchise quarterback.
Yeah,
exactly.
Hindsight's 2020. I mean, that's essentially what you're talking about with, you know, what happened with fucking Brady. He was Bledsoe's understudy or Bledsoe's understudy, and you're right. The Skins have never built that. What you gonna call it?
Like dynasty
that,
of quarterbacks.
Well, the lineage or the
There you go.
The infrastructure. Yeah. They've never
had
the infrastructure to grow players because we're too worried about getting rid of them. And
well you brought Cousins and RG3 in the same time, so they were competing against each other until Cousins finally proved himself. And then once Cousins proved himself, he wanted away because he didn't feel he was cared about. And then you bring in Alex Smith to replace him. You didn't bring in anyone to like compliment Alex Smith. You know, It's all the nearsightedness, never the long game
goal. Yeah.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And I mean, we talked about this jokingly on episode 6 with Mike B, where he's like, oh, well, maybe the Skins can just move to San Diego. And I was like, good, then I can stop fucking caring about them. And I mean, it's so true. Like, it's just, I haven't lived in DC since 2003. Like, I mean, obviously, I love the Capitals, and thank God they finally fucking pulled it through. But like,
I kind of wanted to do that with the Rams, but I chose not to.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That's rough.
I chose not to at first, and then I started getting really sick of the Bears front office and some things of that sort, and was ready to do it again. And then everything fell into place with the Bears, with Trubisky and Pace, and all of a sudden they're good, and I'm like, oh, there goes, you know, my lost my opportunity.
How do you feel about them giving up Fangio to the Broncos?
I think it was a compliment to the defensive players that I think are going to take it as a point of pride. I hope Fangio does well with the Broncos. They're one of those teams that I've always kind of, you know, didn't hate. Right. And he was a great guy that I'm stoked he got his chance. And I think Pagano's going to come in, put his stamp on it. And I think the players are going to accept him because I think they're going to see it as a compliment to what they did with Fangio.
Huh. Word.
So I think they're going to actually step up as he kind of did when he took over with the Ravens.
So hence the Flacco tie.
Ah, there you go.
Maybe Dan just broke the fucking case. I mean, Meg just broke the case. That's interesting. All right. Well,
see, speaking of case, that's weird with Casey Keenum there and Flacco coming. It's like,
yeah.
Awkward.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's another, like, process going on in John Elway's weird horse brain, but.
Well,
I'm
you know, sure they're also going to draft somebody in the first or second round who then is going to be like, which of the three? And then none of them are ever going to get the reps to be the one.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know, man. I've heard they're going to try to lean for, like, the O-line and defense in the draft. But
we'll see. We'll see when the draft comes.
Exactly. That's all we can do.
And then they'll probably pick someone like that, like 5'6" guy, so that they have three completely different style quarterbacks in there that don't complement each other and
can't train each other, learn anything.
And then the offense isn't built for one style. Yeah
exactly. Yeah.
So hopefully Fangio whips some of that into shape. Who is the offensive coordinator?
I don't know. Have no clue off the top of my head.
Yeah, that's going to be the real deciding factor. Because it's like when we brought in John Fox and Cutler had his best year ever under Adam Gase, instead of just hiring Adam Gase, and then Gase goes down to Miami and Cutler goes back to being Cutler.
Yeah, because we tried to get in, what's his name? He was the Houston head coach.
Kubiak. He was already on the staff and didn't want to stay.
Yeah, he couldn't bring his line in with him.
The OC is Rich Scangarello.
Oh, wasn't he like a college guy?
I
don't know the name.
Italian
so
leading the team.
That sounds kind of scary.
I like it. Personally, it sounds like we're going to just like get mobbed up.
Fangio brought him on. So
yeah, Fangio and what?
I don't know. It sounds like the fucking mafia.
Yeah, exactly.
Rich Scangarello. Yeah.
So those horse heads are going to be in a lot of beds.
Oh, hot take. Horse heads, Broncos.
Bronco heads and beds.
One thing we didn't talk about, so obviously we're recording two episodes today, but the whole Kaepernick thing. And
yeah.
The thing that I wanted to talk about before the greater story broke this week was the fact that he asked the AAF for $20 million to play.
Maybe he's in debt.
But that doesn't.
It's not with that Nike sponsorship he has.
Dude, yeah, well, that's not what threw me off. It was the fact that the AAF pays their players $250,000.
For three seasons.
For three seasons.
Oh, for three seasons?
Yeah man.
Well, I think that's because they're probably expecting them to become. They're probably marketing it to the players that come here and play, and you're going to be on an NFL practice squad come the summer.
Yeah, you got to figure that is going to be where the scouts for the NFL are if they're not at college.
Yeah, they pretty much just brought the European league they had and just restarted it here.
NFL Europe?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty much that.
Yeah. How are your Stallions doing, buddy?
Horribly. I am very angry I didn't get the Fleet or the Hot Shots.
Yeah, that's hilarious because those teams are not
the only two that went before I could pick.
To be fair, by the time this episode hits the internet, they might be doing better.
I doubt it.
Well, what do you think the problem is?
I struggled
there?
And pretty much picked because of the plausible tie-in to Bill and Ted.
Yes, the Wild Stallions. Signs. Yeah, because you couldn't have the Hot Shots. I know. Yeah. That was heartbreaking for me, too. But, hey, man, the Apollos were wide open.
I know, but Spurrier scared me.
Oh, all right. See, yeah. This is impressive of you to know this.
I didn't like the name, and it felt like they went for alliteration and then didn't realize that Apollo wasn't spelt with an O.
Oh, that's interesting.
Apollo.
What was it? Yeah. When Taylor was here, he was like, oh, dude, it's because of NASA. Yeah.
Oh.
But I'm pretty
and
sure.
And I think they are NASA colors.
Orange and.
No, NASA colors are red, blue? White, and blue.
No.
Oh, yeah. They're like
NASA uses orange and white a lot.
Oh. Really? Yeah, in their font. Hold on.
Yeah, like their actual, like this, NASA as a company, I think, is... I don't know if NASA is a company or what, but... No,
is that orange or blue? Or red, I mean.
Isn't that red, orange. White, and blue?
Yeah, that looks like red, white, and blue to me. Dan can't see it. Doesn't matter.
No.
I know what you're talking about, though. Like,
so my reality sticks with my story.
But that little, like, A thing that they have around the globe there,
uh-huh.
And the red, like, swoosh thing... That's kind of like the Apollo's logo slightly, isn't it?
Yeah.
The logo's kind of had me going a little bit. I wish I had looked at – I put more effort – because one of my favorite things about the AAF is the sponsorship of Starter. So all their stuff is Starter.
Yeah, we talked about that on the last podcast.
I was looking at the jackets and, like, I would get a Stallions if it didn't have SL on the front because what the fuck does that mean?
Yeah.
Other than Salt Lake, but, like
– the Hot Shots gear is – probably winning right
now. It's pretty dope.
Yeah, it's fucking sweet, man. I think everyone wants, like, you know what it is? It's the green, the, like, dark, what is that, Kelly green or whatever the fuck it's called?
Hunter green.
Yeah, it's supposed to be like, yeah, Hunter green's probably right.
Yeah, but it's just, it's pretty easy, it's easily wearable. Cam, you're wearing it right now. So, like. Well, it's
also good that they chose yellow as, like, the main color.
Yeah,
and then green's two, and then is that orange or red?
It's orange.
Yeah, and then orange is the third color. Like, they kind of did it in a weird path where it's usually, like, green, orange, and yellow. You know what I mean? Like, it's usually more that
path.
That's
like very 70s of them.
Yeah.
You know, like, I imagine walking into a 70s house and seeing, like, you know, green.
Yeah, like avocado green refrigerator.
Yeah,
and,
exactly, and, like, orange carpet and then yellow walls.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, this is a 70s porn house. Like, because all the team names, in my opinion, are basically just porn star names.
I didn't realize teams. That, but yeah.
Memphis yeah. Express. Orlando
Apollo. That one I hated.
Huh?
That name I hated, the Express.
Well, we figured it out. FedEx is based in Memphis.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yep.
That is horrible.
This clock is always on Memphis time.
That's horrible.
It's like my favorite quote because no one's like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's from Castaway, David. So
Express is one of those names that's been used in, like, the USFL and some other, like, startup leagues.
Oh, maybe
and
that's it too.
Yeah, it's just a weak name.
It is. Because it doesn't really mean anything.
Yeah, they could have gone for, like, Midnight Express or, you know, something. Like, you got to be the something Express.
The confusing one to me is, like,
the Express.
Like, when I first read it and before I saw the logo was the airplane, I almost thought it had something to do with my ignorance, that it was something to do with, like, the Underground Railroad or something like that. And then, and I was like, that's why I, like, when I saw the name, and then I looked at stuff, I was like, what are they going for? And if it's FedEx, that is a horrible choice.
Weak. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but, like, you got to figure a lot of the people that are going to be watching Memphis football probably work for FedEx if that's where the headquarters is. I'm not defending it. I'm just like, hey,
they
this could have is
just
the
been
reason.
The dropped packages or something.
Unless this was back in the day, like the Green Bay Packers, where they were all actually working at a packing factory.
Yeah.
No,
you know, like if the players were working at FedEx, then I would like it. But because it's just like a company that happens to be based there, like, then shouldn't the Atlanta team be the Deltas?
Yeah, they should, because the legends is fucking dog shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, even Mike B, who doesn't watch sports, was like, that shit looks like the Lakers fuck the Sacramento Kings.
Yeah. Fleet is almost all right.
No, it's cool. I think Fleet's solid.
Yeah, with the Naval Fleet.
And because of the logo and coloring, like, it works.
Right.
Yeah.
Hot Shots is just hilarious. Well, I don't know why they have like the firefighter logos.
Because that's like Wildland firefighters or Hot Shots. Like,
okay,
they go out and fight the fire and like get dropped in behind the fire to put out like the.
That's pretty much what I assumed.
Jumpers, but
no, they do both.
Well, yeah, but there's like the Hot Shots are like the guys that walk in, the smoke jumpers are the guys that parachute. But it's neither here nor there. It's like firefighter shit, and their shit looks like a dope ass firefighter logo. See, that's my favorite by like a million. Although, oh, and then did just look at a map. Orlando is definitely the closest city to Cape Canaveral, so I was wrong on that.
All right,
I mean it's just like the Houston Astros. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that makes sense. More sense.
It does. I still. If I'd known that, I might have picked them.
It's not great, yeah. Well, there you go. And then you got San Antonio Commanders, and I think they're trying to play on something with the Alamo. The Alamo is on, like, the back strap of the helmet. And that's another thing I've said already is their use of fucking helmet space is dope. Like, it's not just, like...
Yeah,
it's
one
like,
side of the helmet.
Yeah, and it's not, like, putting...
There's one team that kind of ripped off the Steelers by having like logo and number, and I don't like that.
It's the Iron. Oh well, no, Arizona has that too.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
Eh, I mean,
I get it.
It's forced. It's
right. You're just ripping off another team.
Well, yeah, and what's funny is I've heard other rumblings where people don't like the fact that they're trying to do different shit with the uniforms, and I'm like, no, this is like my favorite part.
Yeah, mix
like
it
what?
Up. Well, for example, they were saying that they liked the Birmingham Iron because it was simple and it would look like a classic uniform. And then you see like chevrons down the side, kind of like a little bit of flair on the uniforms. And like we said, like the use of space on San Antonio and Orlando and Memphis's helmet, which is where they have like the logo meets in the seam down the back of your head.
Yeah.
And then like juts out and it's more, it's like sitting back on the helmet as opposed to like just, you know, like a classic.
Yeah. I actually don't like the Stallions logo, which is a little bit more like kind of coming up here.
Yeah.
But I actually, that one of the things I really do like is the uniforms and the use of helmets. And one of the things I like about it, especially is they all seem a little subtle right now, even though they're doing some of these unique things that you're talking about, but like,
there's room
to
grow.
If they feel like the first generations.
Yeah.
You know, but like they still have the creativity.
Right.
So there's room for growth and there's room for new iterations down the line.
Yeah, you could look back in like 10, 15 years and be like, oh, yeah, I remember when the helmets were like this.
Yeah, or like, especially like the fleet, you know, like in 10, 15 years, those are going to look like throwbacks.
Yeah, and that's going to be a dope throwback.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
If the league succeeds.
Yeah, I see it. Like, I saw that tweet the other day that was like, hopefully the XFL and the AAF can like play, and then whatever the worst team is can be in the NFL can be replaced by the winner of those two leagues.
Relegation system.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
I mean, whoever was
first off, I have my own political reasons for really wanting the XFL to fail.
Everyone says that, but I'm like, bro, if it makes football...
Is it because of Vince McMahon?
No, it's because of Trump.
It's not necessarily because... It's because of Trump and his connection to Vince McMahon.
Right.
And his connection to Linda McMahon, who's in his cabinet as a small business chief.
Right.
And then his multiple decades worth of attacks on the NFL. It all just seems, for lack of a better word, to be collusion to try and take down this powerhouse that he has a grudge against.
Ooh.
And has had a grudge against for decades.
Yeah.
And this is coming from somebody. My favorite football I've ever owned was my XFL football.
Why? What was so great about the XFL football?
First off, I mean, it was cool looking.
Right.
It had a cool look. But when I was younger, it fit my hand better than an NFL ball.
Okay.
And so when I threw it, I threw a more perfect consistency. Spirals. I was more accurate and more consistent with it than I felt I was with an NFL ball.
Interesting.
Yeah. Because, you know, like college footballs and NFL footballs are NFL smaller than a college football. And XFL, I think, is even bigger than college. So just like, you know, it was heavier. So it was easier to like
bomb downfield.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's not from that side. It's from this other, just, it feels dirty to me. I don't like it. I don't like the reason that is happening right now, especially. And the AAF, I actually really like everything that their reasonings for doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be about making the product better and even giving the NFL a place to test some of these ideas they have. Like,
yeah, it's a beta NFL shit.
Yeah, like I don't mind the no kickoffs except for the fact when I watch a game, if I'm not paying really, really close attention, I don't know what happened at the end of the drive. Like, right. I can forget really quickly that they scored a touchdown because there's no kickoff.
Mm, that's interesting.
And the extra point just feels like another play. You know, it just feels like they're going for it again. Not that always. They got the touchdown.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no like break in the action to like kind of bring it back down, settle it out, and then build it up again.
Right.
What I would like to see, and this was something I was thinking about before I saw an AAF game, would be that you can go for two, or you can kick off, and if it goes through the uprights, you get one. And if you don't get it through the uprights, they can either return it or it's a touchback.
So you're saying instead of going for two, the extra point is lined up like field goal?
It's a non-blockable kickoff.
Uh-huh.
You know, they still have to be 10 yards away, and it's a kickoff
uh-huh.
from like the 40-yard line or 50, your own or 50-yard line, wherever it is.
Yeah.
And if you kick it through the uprights, it's a point. If you don't, then they get it on the 25.
Gotcha. Yeah. No, that's pretty dope.
Yeah.
So here's my thing is they keep on calling it a 2-point conversion. And I'm like, wait a minute, guys. There's literally been, 8 AAF games ever? Mm-hmm. You can't call it a conversion. This is your standard.
2 points. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going for two always.
Yeah. But you're not going for two.
The points after.
Well, it's a PAT.
It's just like some weird semantic shit that bothers the fuck out of me. Like people wearing the wrong team's jerseys
on weeks they don't play.
Yeah. That's
this one?
Oh, when like, for example, when you and I went to that Blackhawks Ducks game where the Ducks got eliminated.
Yeah.
And there was a guy wearing a Cam Newton jersey and.
Oh.
When we went to the
Avs game,
the Avs Capitals game this year, and guys were wearing, what did we see? We saw
Golden
two guys
Knights jerseys.
Well, no, we saw two guys walking with each other, and one had a Predators jersey and one had a Penguins jersey. So both Cam and I were like, "Hey, buddy, fuck you guys."
Yeah.
Like, I just don't get it, and it's weird because in soccer, it's cool. But maybe it's because I've
Soccer is about jersey collecting. So it's kind of like saying, hey, look at this thing that I have.
Mm.
It's not necessarily about an affiliation with a team.
Yeah.
Oddly enough, I feel that a little bit better just because.
Yeah.
My...
Whereas like I was working one day and wasn't sure I was going to make it to the Rams game. And then I made it and I still had my Bears hat on and it wasn't them versus the Bears. And I felt a little awkward about that. So I know what you're saying. But what I love is like my friend Martin, he and I went to a Ducks Bruins game. We don't like either of those teams. We just decided to go watch some hockey.
Right.
And he wore his Whalers jersey.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Which is,
choice though.
Yeah.
He's supporting his team. He just can't go see his team at that moment. Right?
Well, it's not even his team.
Well,
it's
the Whalers are a
historian
team.
Of the league. And so every other historian of the league that was there made a point to make a comment to him about it.
Hartford, the Whale.
They haven't beat what is it?
So, I forgot. Yeah. The Oilers? Is he playing the Oilers?
Yeah, they haven't beat the Oilers in what, once a millennia?
Hold on.
Time out. Such a good quote.
No, see, my whole thing is.
No, I know what you're saying.
It's just, I don't know why it bothers me. Like,
let it go, bro.
I can't.
The weird thing is, so like, I've gone to a bunch of Clippers games in the last few years because my friend's a fan ish. And you can see really bad, good teams at a bad team rate.
Yeah.
Because they're playing the Clippers. So I'll make sure that I'm wearing like red, blue or something like that, but I don't want to own any Clippers paraphernalia.
That's
so
a
I
total
won't...
LA thing though, right? Like, because what? Lakers game is probably $250 to go
A
Clippers game you can probably get into for $75.
I'm sure it's the same for like Yankees and Mets and a few other. Examples of that throughout multiple leagues.
It was Vancouver.
But tickets for the Lakers and tickets for the Clippers are vastly different.
Yeah, it's crazy. We don't have that here in Colorado. They're just always expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. Well.
Well, there's only a few options.
Yeah, the Nuggets exactly. are good. It was Vancouver, by the way, that Montreal was playing. Never would have guessed that, right?
No.
The old colors and everything. Yeah, it's just like, to me, it's just like a hat is one thing. Because I wear a Capitals hat like 80% of my life.
Yeah.
But to just be like, the jersey to me is very sacred, in my opinion. Like, I don't just wear those out. Like, typically, unless
I'm the same way.
Unless it's a playoff game. And I'm going to a bar, I'll rock a hoodie or a t-shirt or even my hoodie that looks suspiciously like a jersey, but won't wear the jersey because it's like sacred and I don't want to get shit on it. However, well, it's also like at this, we'll get into my spreadsheet later, but it's like a luck thing.
So I have something about this after when you're done. Go ahead.
But so it's very sacred to me. So it's like, why would you just wear that shit out? Especially now I have like a Bondra signed jersey and an Ovechkin signed jersey that I won't even fucking put on.
Like, I think a lot of fans that go to games are not like us, who actually have real, like, that the team really matters. They're more of like, I'm going to a sporting event, so I'm going to wear my sporting attire.
I almost get. Almost.
So I think you see that a little more often. Or you have the real extreme that's like, screw both these teams, I'm wearing my team.
Yeah.
You know,
that's kind of what I was saying earlier.
I think like, it's those are the people that you're seeing wear it. And then everybody in the middle are more like what you're expecting, people that wear just regular clothes if they don't care about a team.
Right.
Yeah. It's like, me and my wife moved here from wherever. We're just going to wear the
jersey. Yeah. Or my job has season tickets and I got them today. Yeah.
Right.
The weird one though was for a long time I refused to wear Bears gear on Sundays, because one season I wore my Brian Urlacher jersey for three of the first four games. They lost those three. I didn't wear it for one game and they did win. Then I didn't wear it for eight straight weeks that they won.
Damn.
So it became one of those
hang that shit up, don't touch
it. Well, I could wear them on non-game days.
Yeah.
I could, you know, and if they – but it was kind of like a guarantee. If I wore a Bears shirt during a game, they were going to lose. So for a long time, I refused to wear Bears gear during games.
Now, those superstitions are funny, because I've done that with Broncos shirts where, you know, I've rocked them for one game. They've won, wore them another game.
Yeah.
They didn't win. It's like, nope, not wearing it again.
Yeah.
It's
done.
It's retired.
And speaking of which, this brings us to my spreadsheet of what – is the most lucky Capital shit I have this year. And this is showing on here. And basically the categories are, you got their full schedule in the first two columns, home and away, win, loss, the score, my location. This is where it gets weird, right?
That's crucial though.
Yeah. Where I was, right?
Yeah.
Which shirt or jersey I was wearing. Did I go to the game, watch the game, split the game between radio and watching, or missed it, or listened to it on radio, and then miscellaneous notes as to what happened. So as of right now, I have to go to games for the Capitals to win, because I'm 3-0 this year. 2-0.
Yeah.
Dude, they might as well pay you to be there.
That's what I've been saying for years. And, I mean, it all started with their glorious banner-raising season opener beating the Bruins 7-0. Oh, my God. I was shooting ropes that whole game. It was amazing.
It's a way to do it, man.
Yeah.
You got to find those experiences and just roll
this spreadsheet sounds excessive.
No, actually, here's what's more fucked up is I've actually come up with more specific stuff. And I actually eliminated the shoes, pants, and hat categories because I kept on forgetting. And I would take off shoes and stuff. Because I do have red, like, Air Force Ones and, you know, many hats.
Have you seen the Adidas I got for LAFC games?
No. Bust them out. All
right, hang on. I'm going to bust them out. I'll be right back.
All right.
I'm that way with the shoes and shit, too, though.
Well,
like everything in life, at some point you're like, oh, I wore this underwear to this one thing, and it worked out really well. I'm going to wear these underwear again, and hopefully those things...
Also a defunct category of my spreadsheet.
Yeah, see?
So now, for the record, I bought a shoe cleaning kit so I can clean these.
I need to do that.
Wait, I didn't know they made full shoe cleaning kits, but
those
are pretty dope.
I probably shouldn't say this, but my brother doesn't listen. I definitely have some shell-toed Adidas I bought for New Year's.
Right?
They're Lakers colors, man, and I got to say, they're pretty fucking dope.
Hell yes.
Fucking sweet.
If you ever need more Adidas stuff, I can get 30% off. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
How did I not know this?
It's new information as of like a couple weeks ago. Yeah. So.
Okay. Well, the gold on this isn't exactly perfect. So if I see that I can get the right gold, I will be calling you right away.
What is wrong with that gold?
It's a little. It's not quite. There's not enough orange in it, I would say.
Interesting. Can you hold them up again so I can describe them for potential listeners?
Too much yellow, not enough red.
So what we're seeing here is kind of the classic Adidas shell toe. What are they called? The superstars?
Yep. With the white
shell
toe.
It says it on the stripe right there.
It also has the boom.
Right. So
They're superstars.
So it's like a white sole, a white shell toe, and then
white laces.
White laces, white inside,
black,
and
black
then
body.
Black body and tongue.
Black leather body.
Black, yep. Ooh.
Ooh, leather, damn.
With gold stripes and the gold like heel cap. And then a
And the
logo.
Gold illegal Adidas
illegal
logo
ever?
On the tongue. Damn.
With the black wizard. Relief logo on the heel and tongue.
Yeah, of course. So for LAFC purposes, that's pretty dope. But get that penguin shit out of my face.
Yeah, I only wear those on game day.
See, it's those weird rituals, man.
Dude, I have like concert shoes, you know, like Chuck Taylor's I only wear to concerts.
Well, that makes sense to me because that's like practical. It's like saying I have hiking boots. You know what I mean? I'm going to be in some shit.
Touché.
They can get dirty. Yeah. But like,
I don't give a fuck about them, but I give a fuck about them.
But yeah, I need to find like hat and shoe cleaning kits because unfortunately they don't make my fucking sweet Capitals hats anymore.
The Magic
Works
pretty well on shoes.
The weird thing is the Bears are the only team that I've ever been like obsessed over, but except for the three seasons I lived in Chicago, but like, I never really lived there for much of my fandom, so I never really got to be an incorporated Bears fan. So when LAFC came around and all this, like I've gone so hardcore. I have a lot more. I've probably about as much LAFC stuff as I do Bears stuff, and I've been following the Bears for 25 years.
Damn.
Right. Yeah. That to me makes more sense, though, because that's like your thing. It's always been your thing, kind of. LAFC. Like, from its inception, you were down. You know what I mean? Sorry, I wasn't being specific. I mean, obviously, yes, the Bears are also your thing, but.
Like a hometown thing.
LAFC didn't move in from fucking Tulsa. You know what I mean?
But that's what I'm saying. Like I bought like the moment they came out, but I don't do this for the Lakers or the Dodgers.
Right. Because they were around before you though. That's
which is sort of what I'm getting at. It's like the specialness of this brand new thing.
Right.
Yeah, it's your own unique little thing you can dive into.
And I'm just saying like this in this 1 year of having the team, I've bought so much more, as much of their stuff as I probably have in my entire life of being a Bears fan.
Hmm.
And the Bears are the team that I was, you know, even when I lived in Chicago, I didn't buy that much.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you ever considered the interesting coincidence that the Vegas Golden Knights and LAFC came out in the same year and they have basically the same colors minus the red for LAFC?
Only a little bit, because when you also look at Atlanta United, that I think was playing their first season playing was also the same year, but because of hockey season and the way it kind of wraps around, Atlanta was finishing their season right after Golden Knights started, and then come back around and LAFC comes in before Golden Knights season ended. Atlanta's black, red, and gold.
Yeah.
So they're also the same. It's just kind of unfortunately, I think that black with gold is kind of like the trendy thing right now.
Oh, it's so easy.
Well, everyone's trying to throw metallic colors in there. And I mean, say what you will, but I mean, I guess it was technically the Raiders first, but the Kings obviously got to it.
Kings completely ripped off the Raiders.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Cause they were Lakers colors before that.
Yeah.
Weren't they? Yeah.
Yeah. Houston was probably the team, or not Houston, Spurs were probably the only other team that.
That's a good point.
Black and silver.
Yeah.
With a little bit of
what were the Kings original? The Sacramento Kings, though.
Oh, they were blue and white, and I think they were like the Royals when they were in Kansas. Or there was something like that. Their throwbacks this year are an homage to their like Kansas City roots or something like that.
Okay.
Which were more
Rochester Royals.
Rochester, yeah.
And they were purple and white, according to this.
Damn.
It might be that like royal blue purple then.
They probably changed a whole bunch. I mean, yeah. I'm just looking at random shit, and there's definitely that's this year. Yeah, no, their throwbacks are like
they're an homage to that
70s looking, but they've been everywhere, man. They were in Cincinnati, Rochester, Kansas City, Omaha.
So they're probably blue and white in Kansas City.
Yeah, that makes sense, huh? That's nuts.
Well, the Clippers were Buffalo Braves, then San Diego Clippers, then LA Clippers. So
you forgot about the Flint Tropics in there too for a second.
Oh, I don't know about that one.
So predictions for this year's FOP year. What do we got going here?
Well, I'm gonna assume that I'm gonna do pretty shittily again.
Oh, why's that?
I have no idea how to win in this league. Bob, I have another league of my own.
Yep.
That Bobby's in.
Thank you.
Which my trophy is right here.
Oh yeah, grab it.
Let me finish what I'm saying.
Okay.
So I've been able to win this league, but I haven't even been able to do well in Bobby's league. I don't know why that is, but
you gotta play the rules in your favor.
And I mean, I even did a draft during Bad Religion set 1 year at Riot Fest in Denver, and I still did horribly.
Well, drafted pretty well, to be fair.
Yeah, I think it was injuries got me again. I just can't put it. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Something weird, man.
But I'll be right back. I'm gonna get my trophy.
Yeah.
No, this was my first victory after like 5 years of taking fourth and fifth place, like mostly fourth place. So,
well, oddly enough, the reason behind your success in large was like leaning in on the Rams when they were killing it in the pass game.
Dude, I'm still kicking myself for not putting money on them going to the Super Bowl. Yeah. I had a feeling at the beginning of the season.
Dude, yeah. Edelman, MVP.
So to all you foppers, especially those who have held the championship trophy, this is what a fantasy football trophy should look like.
Bullshit.
I found it in an antique shop in Santa Rosa, and it is a beautiful piece of art.
That is pretty
sweet. Cool dress he's wearing.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
On the front, it's like cut like underoos, and on the back it's like a dress.
Are you talking about his well sculpted ass?
He's got a trapezoid ass.
He does squats.
He does traps.
No, and Dan yoga. Comes home and he finds his trophy doing squats.
And yoga.
Football. He's a very LA trophy.
So yeah, I call that trophy the Deco.
What
although the league itself still needs a better name. It doesn't have a real quality.
Yeah, just bringing it back, right?
It was a temporary name, but nobody will give me any ideas for a new league name, and I just can't. It's just pure writer's block.
Mm. Who won this year? I forgot.
Ian.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, that guy.
Not your Ian, but my Ian.
Yeah, right. Well, that guy can eat
can
a dick.
Can you guys all get together and have, like, a night of drinking and a name come out of it? Because that's how we got our name. Like,
that's very true.
That's really the best way to get a fantasy football name.
One of us needs to get married.
It's kind of hard because I have one person in New York. I have you in Colorado. Then a couple of us scattered around L.A. Like, my brother, you know, he's got kids. He doesn't come out for anything. So it's not it's a weird eclectic group of people, whereas yours is a very quasi knit group of people.
Yeah, I mean, like, if one of us gets married, chances are we're all going to be there.
Yeah, and then I'm your outsider who probably puts in more effort than most of the other people in the league who actually
it's true.
Yeah, know what were there when FOP was created.
Right. That's true. Speaking of which, Cam, you want to invite Dan to your wedding?
Yeah, man, if you want to come out.
Dude.
When is it?
That's in May.
May 18th.
Okay. I might be able to do that.
Hell yes.
Awesome. I think that's a good place.
I don't know your dress, but come on out. It's in Colorado.
I could wear a pantsuit.
Hey, what? No, comfort, man. Just slacks and a button-up. You're good.
Is that what we should do for Jiraiya's punishment? Is he has to wear the special uniform to the rehearsal dinner?
Ooh, dude. That would be good.
I'm down if you're down. Ask Dina, maybe.
She'd probably lose her mind on that. But
on the rehearsal dinner, though, it's not like the actual wedding.
Well, she'd probably think of my mom, which now I'm thinking of, who's putting on the rehearsal dinner.
But yeah,
it'd be entertaining for everyone.
Sounds like
it's
a definite
not just about you, Cam. All right.
It's about our league.
I think we've fucking beaten this dead horse all the way through a ghost town. So, Meg, thanks for helping us out. We should have you back.
I have officially transitioned. I am pure man. I am Dan.
All right, Meg. Yeah, Dan. Great talking to you.
You guys.
Every league needs a Meg, Dan. I can be Meg in your other league.
Well, that's the thing, is like, I need to not be Meg so I can finally do something in this league.
Yeah, that's true. It's kind of fun, too.
That's what's, like, holding you back.
Yeah.
I think so. But...
Well, maybe when you meet more than three other owners, we can talk.
Once I've officially met half the league?
Yes.
There you go.
I think that's
And now
where
that we're up to
broken.
Six, although... About...
I don't know. Phone conversation is not really a meeting.
Yeah, that's true. True. You didn't even see Cam's face.
Yeah, that was I saw yours, but you didn't see mine. I don't think that's what I was talking about when he was golfing or whatever. There was something going on there. There was.
Oh, that's right. Yes, when you made your first declaration of transitioning to Dan.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah. And everyone was just like, "Shut up, Meg." All right,
guys.
Cool. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for being on.
Kamish out.
Peace.
Do it right this time.